This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, October 3. Plotting a Deception. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 27. When Isaac was old and his eyes were so weak that he could no longer see, he called for Esau, his older son, and said to him, "My son." "Here I am," he answered. Isaac said, "I am now an old man, and don't know the day of my death. Now then, get your equipment, your quiver and bow, and go out to the open country to hunt some wild game for me. Prepare me the kind of tasty food I like, and bring it to me to eat, so that I may give you my blessing before I die." Now Rebekah was listening as Isaac spoke to his son Esau. When Esau left for the open country to hunt game and bring it back, Rebekah said to her son Jacob, "Look, I overheard your father say to your brother Esau, 'Bring me some game and prepare me some tasty food to eat, so that I may give you my blessing in the presence of the Lord before I die.' Now, my son, listen carefully and do what I tell you. Go out to the flock and bring me 2 choice young goats, so I can prepare some tasty food for your father, just the way he likes it. Then take it to your father to eat, so that he may give you his blessing before he dies." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "But my brother Esau is a hairy man, while I have smooth skin. What if my father touches me? I would appear to be tricking him and would bring down a curse on myself rather than a blessing." His mother said to him, "My son, let the curse fall on me. Just do what I say. Go and get them for me." Today's story brings us to a decisive moment in Jacob's life. Isaac has grown old, and he's nearly blind, and now he intends to pass along his blessing to Esau as the firstborn, including special blessings and promises from God. So Jacob is spurred to action by his mother. Jacob rightly senses the potential for disaster. What if his mother's plan doesn't work? What if his father discovers the lie? But Jacob goes along with the plot anyway, and the result will be painful for everyone. The story leaves us with a deeper question. Can a person really scheme their way into God's gifts of prosperity, success, and honor? Despite his misgivings, Jacob is willing to try. But he's not the only one. We too can ignore our conscience when we think that maybe our best bet is to cut corners, to stretch the truth, or to subtly undermine others. Like Jacob, our main concern is often only that we should get what we want, no matter how we go about it. But the Bible reminds us that the blessing of a relationship with God cannot be gained by manipulation. Honor and prosperity in God's sight can only be a gift. All other efforts will set us on a painful course until we learn to live by grace through the Lord's work. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, what an awesome promise it is that you desire to bless us. Forgive us for wanting to scheme our way into your grace, and show us instead how to rest in Christ. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.